Today we're Bezrashem continuing in the fourth parak of Masechas Maaser Sheni, and today we are learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav. So Mishnah Hey is again talking about how it could be just a continuation of Mishnah Dalet, how it could be that the Bailum will figure out a way to be Podiz Maaser Sheni without having to be Mosiv Chomesh. So Haya Omid Begorin, if you're by the threshing floor, but you don't have any money with you by the threshing floor, which normally is necessary in order to use the method that we mentioned in Mishnah Dalet, which is by giving, you know, Bno Bito Agadolim, Avdov Shevchasu Ivrim, your money and saying, here's this money, and you could be put to the Maaser Sheni with the money. But you don't have money to give to anybody. So what do? Omer l'chaveru, go over to a friend of yours and say, Harei peros eilu nesum lach b'matana. These peros, this is a gift for you. And then chozer v'yomer, and then, meaning give it to him while it's still tevel. And then chozer v'yomer, and then go back and say to him, Harei elu mechalin amal shabbayis, that this produce that I gave to you should now become mechulal on money that I have back in my house. Because now that it doesn't belong, the food doesn't belong to me anymore, I'm able to be poded on money that belongs to me, even though the money may not be present, and I won't have to be Mosif Chomesh. Now, obviously, in order to do this, you have to trust that the guy, if you don't want to lose out, you have to trust that the guy is going to give it back to you. Otherwise, you'll just lose out all the Maaser Sheni because you have to give it to him as a Matana, which means that he's the rightful owner of it. But if you trust that he's then going to give you back the Peros, so this is a viable alternative. So now we move on to Mishnah Vav. So the Mishnah talks about someone who's Podez Maaser Sheni through Mechira, meaning a guy who's buying the fruit, and by buying the fruit, the Kedushas Maaser Sheni gets moved on to the money, so that the fruit itself is now chulin. So what's happening is that there's a mechira that's happening, and there's a pidyon that's happening. Mechira in general, the kinyan takes place when there's a kinyan. The kinyan is not done by paying money. The kinyan is done by taking possession of the produce, right? Meaning, in general, ma'os ein konos, when you just write a check, that is not when you give the money, when you pay cash, that is not the kinyan. The kinyan is when you do a kinyan hagbah, you lift something, you take something, you're moshech it into your rishus. So that's what happens as far as the mechira. However, when it comes to pidyon, pidyon is about transferring money. So even though it looks like one transaction, and in that one transaction there's both a mechira and a pidyon, what affects the mechira and what affects the pidyon are different things. The mechira is affected by a kinyan on the item itself. The pidyon is affected by transferring money. So with that backdrop, says the Mishnah, Mashach Mimenu Maiser Besela. If someone is buying Maaser Sheni food from somebody else, and it's worth a sella, so you're paying one sella for the Maaser Sheni, V'lo Hispik Luftoso Achamad B'Shtayim, but then you still need to be poda it, because you were Mashach, meaning you did the kinyan, so it became your produce, and at that time it was worth a sella, but now when you want to be poda it, it's already worth two slaim. So nosin lo sella umistaker besella. The buyer gives the seller a sella because that's the agreed upon price that he has to pay for buying it, and then the buyer ends up benefiting by a sella because he paid one sella and now it's worth two slaim. Now to be poda it costs two slaim. So the sella that you paid works to be poda part of the Maaser Sheni, but then the guy who bought it has to finish being poda the Maaser Sheni, so he has to take another sella and designate that seller as Maaser Sheni. So it turns out that the seller, the mocher, ends up with one seller of Maaser Sheni money in his hand, and the lokeach ends up with one seller of Maaser Sheni money in his hand. Well, Maaser Sheni shalom, and then you get to keep the Maaser Sheni because it's no longer Maaser Sheni. Meaning you get to keep the food is no longer Maaser Sheni, but the buyer gets to keep that Maaser Sheni seller and treat it with kedushas Maaser Sheni. So then what happens if the opposite happens? Mashach menu Maaser B'Shtayim. If a buyer does a Meshicha on the Maaser Sheni when it was worth two slaim, so the sale price is two slaim, but it's only going to cost one seller by the time you get to the Pidyon, it's only worth one seller, so in order to be Poda, you only need one seller. So Nosin Lo Sela Michulin, what you do is pay a seller from Chulin that you have as the payment for the Maaser Sheni, and the Pidyon will happen on that Sela, the Sela Shel Maaser Sheni Shelo. And then for the second Sela that you owe the guy, you could just give him a Sela of Maaser Sheni that you happen to have around the house, because the Maaser Sheni is already Niftes, it's already fully redeemed just by giving him that first Sela, because that's the redemption price of the Maaser Sheni. You happen to owe him another Sela, so you give him another Sela that you have in your house. And that could even be a Maaser Sheni seller that you happen to have around in your house. So im haya ama aretz, but if the guy selling it to you is an ama aretz, so you can't just give him Maaser Sheni stuff, because because he can't be trusted with it. So then no selam demai. So you can give him the second seller from something that is demai, because you're allowed to give demai to an ama aretz. We learned that back in the third parak. So let's chazer quickly what we did today. In Mishnah Hey, we learned that if you're in the Goren and you don't have any money on you, what you could do is you can gift the payros to someone who's there, and then be mechalalit on money that's in your house, and you won't have to be Mosef Chomesh. And then in Mishnah Vav, we learned this fascinating case that you agree on buying Maaser Sheni and Maaser Sheni produce, which is a Mechira and a Pidyon all at once, but it's not exactly all at once. The Mechira happens when you do the Meshicha, and the Pidyon happens when you give the money. So if the price changes in between, the Mishnah discusses how to navigate that price change. So if you did the Meshicha and you acquired it when it was worth a Sela, but now it's worth two Selaim, so you keep one Sela, meaning you're put a half of it on the Sela that you pay for it, and then the second Sela you get to keep for yourself. And if it's the opposite, you pay an extra Sela, but that extra Sela could be from something that already was previously Maaser Sheni money. Okay, but Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Zayin.